This is a classic case of the glass half empty, glass half full conundrum. On the one hand, there's Thomas Messenburg, the acting director of the census, who told the House Census Subcommittee this morning, everything's fine and the problems of the census are all more or less fixed.
The census is upon us. April 1, 2010 is only 392 days from today. I can report we are well on our way towards a successful enumeration. A complete and accurate address list is the cornerstone of a successful census. Throughout the decade, we regularly updated the address list we used in Census 2000. In 2007, we invited tribal, state, and local governments to review our address list for accuracy and completeness as part of the Local Update of Census Address Programs, or LUCA. 11,500 government entities registered for LUCA, and over 8,100 provided updates. That accounted for an additional 8 million addresses that we have added to our address list. Address canvassing, the first major operation in the 2010 census, starts on March 30th and runs through July 17th, 2009.
However, the Government Accountability Office has other thoughts on the matter. Robert Goldenkopf heads up strategic issues for the GAO.
The Bureau has made commendable progress over the past year in rolling out key components of the census and has strengthened certain risk management efforts. Still, the census remains high risk because the dress rehearsal of all census operations that was planned for 2008 was curtailed. As a result, critical activities, including some that will be used for the first time in a census, were not tested in concert with one another or under census-like conditions.
And his colleague at the GAO, David Powner, who analyzes information technology, has an even harsher assessment.
Our report contains 10 detailed recommendations that the Bureau has agreed to address. For example, integration testing includes the testing of the interfaces or the handshake between systems. Our work found that not only were there not complete plans or schedules for integration testing of these interfaces, but there was not even a master list or inventory of interfaces. Not having such basic information at this stage is unacceptable, and our recommendations call for the Bureau to develop a master list of interfaces, prioritize the interfaces based on criticality and need date, and to use this to develop all needed integration plans. To the Bureau's credit, we're seeing more plans and better metrics, but there's still much work ahead in both areas. I'd like to stress the need to prioritize. It is likely the Bureau will not have enough time to test everything, and testing the most important aspects of certain systems, interfaces, and operations is critical given the limited time remaining.
And the list of problems grows, not the least of which is the fact that there's still no direct full-time director of the census. The president just got around to nominating a new commerce secretary just last week. Census still very much of a political football. Also, Republicans continuing to rail against those hopefully now dead plans for the census to report immediately to the or directly to the White House and Rahm Emanuel. Also, the proposal to separate the census from the Commerce Department sometime after the 2010 census is history.
So they've ditched that, huh?
The part about reporting directly to Rahm Emanuel.
And the part about separating it from Commerce.
Well, that's a separate, they're two separate issues.
I know, and it sounds like they're both gone.
Yeah, well, no. One is almost gone. That's uh-huh. The one about reporting directly to Rahm Emanuel.
Uh-huh.
That apparently is, they're sort of obfuscating that because apparently, Governor Locke from Washington State, who's now the new census director designate, he apparently said that wasn't in the plans anymore, and that they plan to continue having the Census Bureau be part of the Commerce Department for now. But Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney from New York still has her bill sitting out there that's been introduced to separate the census from the Commerce Department after the 2010 census is happening. And that, so that's still hanging out there. So that's still very much alive.
The thought behind that is what? Why do that?
The thought behind that, Chris, is get the census out from the Commerce Department once and for all, because in the past, and a couple of census directors have testified to this, in the past they have had situations where the Commerce Department secretary has quietly taken money that's been appropriated by Congress for the census and directed it to other priorities within the Commerce Department. The theory being, oh, well, we're only 8 years away from the census and they don't need the money right now, so we'll just quietly put this money onto some other useful thing that we need to have done now. They want an end to this. They want this to stop because it's caused problems for the census before.
I've talked to a couple of IT executives who worked in various places in the Commerce Department, and they the running joke around Commerce is that you have a they do a census every 10 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have essentially in that 10-year span, you have about 2 weeks when you can make any changes.
Right.
Because if you propose any changes too early, they say, well, it's way too early to start planning for the next census. If you propose them too late, they say, well, if you change anything now, you're going to disrupt the count.
So this is a very delicate window of balance in there.
And so what you end up happening, and actually, I think it was the senator from South Dakota, the doctor, oh, God, it'll come to me. But him. He did the transparency one with Obama.
Oh, yes.
I know. I'll find it. But anyway, he was pressing them to allow people to file census numbers over the internet, which I just found is a fascinating discussion.
Right.
And it spurred a whole discussion. And I talked to census folks, and there are legitimate reasons why you would think twice about it. All that being said, it raised this question that you just... They do the same thing the same way every 10 years.
Well, and as a matter of fact, Chris, there was a second hearing, two hearings in one day on this over on the Senate side. Our friend Senator Carper had a hearing in the Homeland Security Committee about this, and they talked about that very thing because Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma.
That's the name I was looking for.
Coburn.
Okay, that's not South Dakota.
Right. He's the one who continues to champion conducting at least a part of the census over the internet, and there's an upside and there are downsides to that. And obviously, the problem they have is that the technology isn't quite there to do what you need to do. Also, it's not a be all and an end all.
Right.
It's only a partial solution. And we'll have a little bit of that exchange with Senator Coburn tomorrow morning on our story. That hearing just wrapped up within the hour.
Okay.
So we'll have more on that tomorrow morning. But it's getting to be interesting, and it's going to be an interesting year following the 2010 census.
And I just wanted to reiterate something that you had already said. There's still no director of the census.
No, there still is no director. Thomas Messenberg, who says that he's wearing two hats these days, and he's just one of the regular, he's one of the career guys over at the Census Bureau in Suitland, and he's one of the folks who they sort of pull in to be the acting director when they come into these little conundrums. That's another part of that bill, by the way, by Carolyn Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, they would like to make it the Census Bureau director be a 5-year appointed job by the president, subject to another 5-year renewal. So that basically you get somebody there for 5 years, and they're not going to be subject to being tossed around a lot, and they could at least be around for 2 terms to see through the next census.
What is it currently?
It's currently at the pleasure of the president.
Oh.
And so you know, you get somebody, and if the president decides that he doesn't like the way they're doing the job, they can be out. And this way, it's 5 years locked in.